All right. Welcome to the VC HTTP API call. We really need a new name. This is June 15th, 2021. The agenda for the call was just put in a bit ago. It includes a quick agenda review, which is what we're doing right now. Some introductions and a use case update, followed by pull request, issue processing, and then a lot of proposals at the end of the call. We're going to try to get through as many as we can. Need a scribe before we start. Do we have any volunteers for scribing today? We cannot start without a scribe. Kevin.
Hey.
Thank you. That was fast and painless. Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate it. All you have to do, Kevin, is type the, ideally just the last name of the person speaking and then, what they said. And we will use the queue to hopefully make this easy, on you. So it's literally last, you know, the person's IRC nick or their last name. Colon, space, what they said. If they keep talking, you can just do new lines with dot, dot, dot to show that you're continuing what they said. So dot, 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 and then what they said. You have superpowers on the call. You can stop anyone at any point if you didn't get what they said and you want to clarify it. Just to be sure, this is a transcription. So you're trying to capture as much of what they said as possible. And we always have audio as a backup in case you miss something. Any questions, Kevin, before we start? Sounds good. Awesome. Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate it. Kevin _ systems. Just noting you as scribe. Okay, as I mentioned, the agenda for today, we're going to start off with agenda review and introductions. Is there anyone new on the call today that would like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'll introduce myself. This is Brian Richter. Sent a couple of emails on the list recently just about authorization on the endpoints. And yeah, excited to be here.
Awesome. Welcome to the call, Brian. Anyone else that's new to the call that would like to introduce themselves? All right. Anyone that has had a recent change, who they work for or, would like to just reintroduce themselves if you haven't been to the call in a while? Charles, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Charles Lehner. I'm working at Spruce Systems, Inc., and I was on this call a while ago and returning now, and I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Welcome, Charles. All right. Next item up. Anyone else before we move on? All right. Next item up is a use cases update. And Eric did a great job doing an update on the earlier CCG call. Juan and or Eric, I'll want to give a brief status update on where we are and where we're headed with the use cases.
Sure. I don't see Juan here today, so I'll take care of it. Today was our deadline for new use cases. Practically speaking, Juan and I will be meeting on Thursday to start reviewing. So you have until Thursday, in the AM Pacific time. If you want to try to get a new use case in, over the next week, we'll probably do a first pass at sorting, trying to group the use cases as far as completeness goes, see which ones we think we need work on. And, I would expect maybe have something for next week's call on that type of topic.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
I guess Joe or Juan, if you guys have anything else you want to add.
No, just want to encourage everyone to, open marginal comments or use suggesting mode if they're insecure about adding sentences to someone else's paragraphs. I think a lot of the use cases are halfway there. They just need like a few more actors, like a few more entities or a few more steps before they really have a, you know, a swim lane that, has all the moving parts, you know? That's my only, reminder.
Great. Thank you, Juan. All right. So what are we expecting to happen over the next 4 weeks? What kind of input do you need from the group, Eric or Juan? Is it just kind of like people can feel free to provide input, or do you just want a quiet period where you guys work?
Maybe just pay attention to the inbox of the Google account that you participated in, that you wrote in, so that I use marginal comments a lot in Google Docs, and so I often just ask people to flesh things out, or did you mean A or B? So if you see those emails with from Google with VCHTTP in the subject heading, that's probably me reaching out, or Eric or Joe.
Great. Thanks, Juan. Joe's mic is failing. Feel free to type in go ahead, Joe. If you can type it in, we can read it.
Yeah, while we're waiting for Joe, I think my last comment would be, at least for this week, I don't think there's too much as far as input that will be needed. I imagine once we get around to sorting, actually seeing where all of the use cases are, some things might come up in the future as far as stuff we feel we need to flush out or what have you. But for now, at least this next week, I think, just keep an eye on the email thread, as Juan said.
Got it. Sounds good. Joe's saying we sometimes see people talking past each other because verifier is used both for the role per the VC spec as well as the software that is responding to the verifier API, which is true. And I don't know. I'm guessing Joe has something else that he's typing. Verifier does XYZ, sometimes confusing. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, I think I brought this up on the last call a little bit, but I didn't phrase it as clearly as Joe just did. I think what Joe's saying is that if over the next 4 weeks we get a little more clarity on that, if there's any sort of nomenclature, an adjective here and there that can help, that would help us editing the use cases to be clearer, because the different moving parts that all collectively occupy the role of verifier are what need a standardized API to communicate between each other. So I think that the mapping to the informational role, the software to the legal or informational or real world role, is part of the slippage. And like Joe said, it's not a specific request that anyone can answer. It's more like a, that's what we'd like to see talked about over the next 4 weeks, if that can be teased out of the broader conversation about scope and what each party knows about each other party.
So a good way to kick that conversation off might be to send something to the mailing list. And Joe is saying exactly what was in my head, saying verifier role or verifier software. But yeah, let's take that to the mailing list, get some more input from the community, and hopefully we'll get some clarification there. Anything else? I'm seeing a plus one from Joe. That's good. Anything else on use cases before we move on to pull requests? Okay, so pull request processing is the next item up. I think You went right one. That's an old cue.
Yep, sorry.
Nope, no problem. Forgot to ack you. First up is pull request 197. 197 was raised by Charles. Would you like to give a quick overview of this pull request?
Sure. This pull request adds a... Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. This pull request adds a type option for the issue credential options and verify credential, approve presentation options. And this is useful when there is a proof type that when there's multiple proof types that could be used and the type parameter can select one.
All right. Plus one to this, it looks like a good PR. It raised an issue that I did write note as an issue. So we're using some short form things to describe like the type other things, the proof purpose. So we're using short form for proof purpose and type, and we kind of hand wave over where those words are coming from, like ED25-19 signature 2018. We hand wave over where that's coming from. It's a separate issue. It doesn't need to be resolved in this PR. And Charles, made the PR consistent in that we are using short form everywhere. So I think the PR is ready to go. Unless there are objections, it'll probably be merged in the next day or two. I'll pause for half a second to make sure there are no objections, and then we'll move on to the next PR. Okay. That one is probably going to be processed and moved through shortly. Next PR is 195. I will put this in IRC or the chat channel. Ori, you raised this PR. Would you like to give some background on it?
1 second. We're on the VCH HTTP API pull request 195.
Yeah, this is the request to serve out of docs or.
Right. Yep. Sorry. I'm pulling it up. Context for this is we, in this repo, we had interoperability test reports that were being generated for implementers that were passing the interoperability tests. We unfortunately didn't set up w3id.org redirects when we created those stable links. And so folks have been assuming a w3c-ccg.github.io/VCHTTP API base path for referencing both the JSON that represents all of the vendors passing the tests and individual vendors passing the tests and their HTML reports. So at some point, some pull request, some change broke the pathing, and then all of the reports broke. That change was reverted by Manu upon request. And now what we're experiencing in this PR is that the current index for the repo doesn't lead you to anything nice. My pull request 195, implements what I believed was the consensus on the working group calls regarding a single respec document that points to multiple open API specification documents that have been broken down. Marcus did the breakdown of the open API spec, and that is in main today. This pull request just has a single respec document that describes the API and lets people document each of these APIs and points to those YAML files for the various APIs. So I believe this PR implements what I understood to be the working group consensus, but I think based on your comments, Manu, you had a different idea of what working group consensus was for the top level respec document. So that's, and you can see it, you know, we're saying that we don't have consensus for what we want the respec document to be on the repo. Right now, it doesn't look super good. But that's okay, right? That's what this PR is trying to fix.
Yep. I put myself on the queue to make a couple of comments. Thanks, Ori. That was a great summary. So the first thing that was at least surprising to me was that we were counting on stable links to be around on an experimental, you know, repo. We probably shouldn't have that assumption, but it is very clear that people had that assumption. So, plus one for using w3id.org to really set up those stable links. And then everyone should probably be using the w3id, stable links from here on out, right? So I think that we do have agreement and consensus on doing that moving forward. I think there's an open question about what we do about the existing stable links. Like, are people really, really depending on those stable links, or can you just give your, you know, customers or whatever new stable links? So that's the stable links question. It's a solvable problem. We just need to figure out what we're doing there. And we need more input, from people to do that. The next thing has to do with commingling kind of test vectors, test suite reports, and the specification. My understanding was that we were eventually going to separate these things, have one, and this is, you know, typical process for W3C. You've got the spec in one repo, with maybe like a small handful of test vectors. But that's it. That's kind of, there's a very specific IPR commitment around, the spec and those files there. And then you have a test suite, which is a totally separate thing, and you can auto-generate test suite reports from that and all that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, the counter proposal, to the one that Ori raised was one where we, split the test suite and the reports generated from the specification. And we pull the YAML files and the specification into one repo and manage it there. And then we have a separate test suite, repo. This is the same kind of setup that we have for the verifiable credential spec and the decentralized identifiers, spec. And that's what I'm suggesting we should do here. Ori, you're next up on the queue.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that proposal. I think there's other issues we'll need to address with the current test suite, like lack of support for the APIs as currently being described in it. So not all of the APIs that are in the YAML files are even covered by the test suite today. So there are a set of testing concerns that are related to improving the tests. Then there's the question of where do the tests live today, and you would need a new repo to move them anywhere. We have the W3ID permalink setup reserved for the VC HTTP API, assuming we don't change the name. So we could begin the process of splitting the spec from the test suite, and I'm not opposed to that in any format. I am concerned about the nature of the spec repo. So I want to just make sure that I understand your intention, Manu, since the existing PR that I have open edits the spec specifically in the way that I believed was consensus. And I'm not sure whether you're agreeing or disagreeing with that approach. So I understood us to have agreed to a single respec document and multiple YAML files. Does that reflect?
Yes. Okay. I totally agree with that.
Okay, cool. So that was my main, you know, question, and that pull request that I opened doesn't preclude us from also addressing the moving the test suite. At some point, we will break the links. If people had shipped links, you know, that are to a GitHub IO repo, which is like, you know, we shouldn't have done that, but people did, right? So I'm okay acknowledging that we are going to break links, but not breaking them and not, you know, warning people and et cetera. So I think that was the main. That's the main sort of remaining work on the test, moving the test suite. If we want to move the test suite, we need to announce we're breaking the hosted links. We're migrating to w3id.org. The new test suite's going to live in this repo. and the spec, you know, links are going to live here. And I think we can do all of that. We just need to actually agree that that's what we want to do.
Okay. I'm hearing a lot of agreement. I'm not seeing the queue growing with people potentially objecting. So I'm going to try to put a proposal in here. And the proposal, let's see if we can, phrase this. The proposal, is, to split the, current VC HTTP API repository into a specification repository and a test suite repository, provide a transition plan to the CCG, if links are going to break. And apologies, I can only put this as a pseudo proposal in IRC. Are there any concerns around that proposal? Do folks want anything more specific in it? I mean, I think we're good at a high level. I'm not hearing a lot of any disagreement. Okay, I'm going to put this proposal in chat. Plus one if you agree, minus one if you disagree, and you can do any floating point number in between, and you can just abstain via plus zero or plus zero to say you're ambivalent. Hold on 1 second. I haven't put the proposal in there yet. Okay, there we go. Plus one, minus one. All right, seeing a lot of plus ones, no minus ones. I'm going to go ahead and close this off. Wait about 3 more seconds. Okay, that is resolved. Thank you. I'm sure Ori and I or some combination of people will raise a couple of more PRs. There's some repo work to be done and proposal to be made, so... whoever gets to it fastest, will do the work. Does that work for you, Ori? Do you feel like there's a clear path here now?
I think I might have permissions to just create a new repo, but I don't know that I'm like legally allowed to go do that based on such a resolution. So.
Yeah, we've got to pass it by the CCG. So what you may want to do is filter history into two separate repos or, you know, filter one set of history.
No, I know how to do that Git stuff. I'm just like not sure if we can do this without the chairs literally setting it up for us. So I think you have to ask the chairs to do it.
So what you can do, Ori, is you can do it in your personal account and then say that you want a work item and then that the process will take over there. You're right. Yeah. We could just do it, but it would probably be bad form. We need to suggest, you know, a new work item for like test suite or something like that, I guess.
So I didn't object to doing what is proposed, but I'm not volunteering to do it.
That's fine. That's fine. I may get to it. I don't want to volunteer either. It'll happen. Over the next 2 weeks.
Once you have a repo, you feel free to assign me to help with Git or anything. Like, I just don't want to deal with the process. I'm happy to work with Git.
Yep. Plus one. It will take care of it. We have enough here to make progress. All right. Those are the pull requests for this week. Let's go to issue processing. I am going to request that we maybe just process one or two issues, primarily because we've got some authorization, a lot of authorization proposals to get to. So if folks feel free to object, right? So we've got like 4 issues here. These are supposed to be fairly easy issues to address, but we're trying to get the authorization stuff as well. Go ahead, Ori.
for acknowledging question mark. The pull request that I have open just makes the spec render properly. It, given that it doesn't fix any of the issues other than making this link that I'm pasting into chat somewhat nicer for people who click it, is there anything wrong with the pull requests? Do we have consensus that this is an intermediate step towards accomplishing what is the agreed consensus from the resolution? Or,
I think it'd be fine to merge it at this point because we have a proposal down on what the direction we're going is.
So I was just going to ask, you know, if we could take objections to merging the pull request on the call.
Okay, sure. Are there any objections to merging the pull request that already raised? Hearing none, we should merge it. Does that work, Ori?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just one less thing I have to keep track of. I have open pull requests everywhere, and so whenever I get a chance to get one of them through.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Next up is issue processing. Let me go ahead and pull up issue 130. There's some quick ones that we might be able to close. This is one of them. So, Ori, you raised issue 130, define a PlugFest March 2021 profile. I'm going to say this is overtaken by events.
We kind of did. This happens by default when the date passes and people are passing the tests around that date. It's a weird thing. I think we can safely close this issue and just continue to manage the tests in a living format, right?
Yep. Okay, sounds good. Any objections to closing 130? And Ori, if you could write that in the issue and close it since you raised it, that would be the easiest, fastest way. Any objections to closing 130?
Actually, we can't because I don't think we're passing any tests for what's in this issue. So, like, the only things that are passing interoperability tests today are ED25519 signature 2018 and BBS BLS signature proof 2020 or that one, those two. So the other one isn't closable because we don't have any tests that cover it and no fixtures and no vendors that support those properties.
Right. So the suggestion here was to close this because March 2021 has passed. And so if we want, you can change the issue, like we need test fixtures for all of these things and keep it open. But the name of the issue is misleading at this point, right?
Agree. I'd like to retitle the issue to Working Group has agreed to an interoperability profile for conformance tests. Does that work?
Yes. Don't try to make sure it's not a statement because I don't know if we really have done that yet. Like there's a small group of us that have, but not a larger group, right?
Right. I'm sorry. I'm just used to writing issues as things that are celebrated when they're moved to done. I can rephrase that as a question mark.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yep. All right. So that is going to get retitled. All right. Next issue. You're handling that. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I think you're going to have the general problem of PlugFest March 2021 tickets being tagged that weren't ever closed or addressed or commented on by people generally. So I think there's a separate category of editorial issue review and or updating. We're going to keep seeing that label show up, not just in the issue title, but in the labels as well. We should clean it up as we go.
Yep, plus one. All right, next item up is Issue 37. Issue 37, or you raised this one, update contact email to CCG. The specification now it lists the CCG as the contact for the spec. My suggestion is this is done and we can close it.
Yep. If it's done, we can close it.
Okay. All right. okay, all right. So the specification has been updated to set the CCG as the contact for the VC-HTTP API closing. All right. That one's done. Next up is issue 184. So Ori, you raised this one as well. Restrict conformance and interop test suites to DID key only. So this basically means that the, and Marcus, kind of added something, in here. Why don't you summarize, Ori?
Sure. So, there's various different challenges with the test suite today. The test suite does a lot all at once. So it's more of an integration test suite than like a set of unit tests around the API specifically. And one of the things that the test suite tests indirectly that's potentially expensive and painful and can result in 500 class HTTP failures is DID resolution. So this proposal suggests that at least in terms of conformance tests, we should restrict to DID key, which can be resolved in memory and doesn't require network requests. That's what the proposal is about.
The other thing I think to mention here, Ori, is that Marcus mentioned that, yeah, you know, there are some, you know, low-level stuff that we can do like that, but there's also kind of a resolution aspect here that we may need to do separately. And it's just a indication that we are not going to be testing that kind of stuff in the VC-HTTP API. Go ahead, Ori, you're on the queue.
Yeah, Marcus and I had a chat about this. I don't know if he's on this call, but, you know, obviously with the DID core specification, we have some data model contract interfaces tests around DID resolution, but they're not wired in any programmatic way to testing resolution in a real-time setting. The DID resolution spec, which is another W3C CCG work item, would be the ideal place to actually test DID resolution. And I know Justin's probably queued up to help solve this, and I would prefer not to overload the VC-HTTP API test suite with DID resolution tests. But maybe Justin has a better idea. Go ahead.
Thanks, Ori. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a better idea, but my question, which is disguising a proposal, is that if the test suite is actually clear in defining the differences between what's needed to interact with the test suite as a test harness, as opposed to the spec that it's testing, then yeah, defining things like you have to speak DID key, or you have to, or plug in a module using this JavaScript library or whatever that does this function for you, because this is not the part that we're testing. So you can define those things as part of the test suite outside of the specification itself without sort of muddying up the definition of the specification that's under test. So that allows you to have sort of better separation between what's under testing and the requirements of actually having a running runtime test environment. So it sounds to me like what this really needs is for the test suite itself to have its own very clear test harness definitions. And this doesn't need to be in a formal spec document, but yeah, so, Ori, to address the comment in chat about, you know, blockchain or anything like that, exactly what I'm saying is, we need to do, let's just say as a straw man, we need to do DID resolution in this step. So we will call a DID resolution module. If it's DID key, we can do that in memory. If it's not, you hand us a module that does that for us and gives us the result back, you know, as even per the contract of DID core or the DID resolution document. But, you know, it doesn't matter if that's mocked or running against a real system, this test suite won't care. That's sort of the split that I'm trying to say here, is that that is part of the definition of the test suite. And I think that's what you're saying in terms of limit to did key, but as long as you would be able to say did key or something that does this module, I think that that's completely reasonable.
Thanks, Justin. Ori, you're up.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, Justin. You know, previously I made a proposal that was specifically to allow stubbing or mocking of the other did methods, like that you would want to use. And there was some objection to that kind of testing because there's a thing that's uncomfortable that's happening here where people are like wanting these test suites to reflect production APIs and then being willing to either put in stubs or mocks or not being willing to secure them properly with authorization. So it's related. These are all related. Did key seemed like a good, maybe like an attempt to work around those objections that we had for stubbing or mocking or making the test harness more configurable because people didn't want to do the extra work that would be necessary to support that. But I could live with it either way. I completely agree with what you're suggesting. I think it's something we desperately need.
I am trying to write up a proposal that meets what both of you are saying. So the proposal would be something like refactor the test suite so that resolution is factored out in a way that can be mocked and where, in the very least, did key is supported as the only mandatory did format for the test suite. I don't know if that comes close or not. Or would there be any objections or reworkings of that proposal?
Can you post the proposal in the chat? It's not showing up.
Yeah, sorry, it's an IRC. Let me try... sudo proposal. I know the first part is like hand wavy and loose. Go ahead, Corey.
From my perspective, if I can jump,
yeah, go ahead.
Response, is that feels close enough. It gets at the spirit as to what's needed here. And, you know, the details are going to be tricky. Drawing the line is very, very difficult. I've done this many, many times. It is very difficult. But this is close enough to the kind of thing that, that I was proposing. And I think Ori is also proposing here.
Go ahead, Ori.
Yeah, I agree with, I think it captures the spirit. I'm just, for those who aren't familiar with the way that the test suite works today, part of the problem is you're testing an external HTTP service that you're not in control of. So you can't mock its behavior because it's doing resolution internally. So that's the mechanically, the engineering problem here is when I say verify and you do resolution internally and I pass you something that requires resolution over a ledger, I've just made you do a lot of work and I can't easily tell you that you're supposed to use a mocked interface versus a non-mocked interface the way that the interfaces are built today. You might be exposing a service that isn't a production service that mocks every single network request. That's what we do to pass the test today. But not every vendor is doing that, and there were objections to asking people to like build the testing and mock harness or invest in that developer experience to protect themselves from that kind of thing. So I don't know if this is helpful context or confusing context, but certainly this proposal captures the intention to address those concerns.
Yeah, plus one to what you said, Ori. I think that's absolutely spot on. Can we modify the proposal in any way that speaks to the spirit of the proposal, or is this good enough and it gives us enough to move forward in refactoring the test suite for at least did key and then making a best effort at figuring out a way to mock resolution, if it's possible. I'm saying so that could be mocked instead of that can be mocked. Go ahead, Ori.
This isn't our work item, but the did resolution spec test suite, hypothetically, if it were to exist, would be a better place to handle that particular mocking infrastructure configuration stuff. So I'm in favor of doing that work there and making this work compatible with that work and not trying to do mocking of did resolution in the VCH HTTP API test suite. I just think it's safer to just say did key because you know you don't need to mock it because it's like deterministic transformation of public key bytes. You can just use that by itself. But I do think that we do need a did resolution spec test suite, and it should support mocking in some way that is easy enough to so that people could pass those resolution specs, those resolution tests, because resolution is a dependency for verification. So our work item is about testing verification, and internally folks are blocked by the ability to do resolution. That is better handled by handling resolution tests independently and supporting mocking better generally. I hope that makes it clear.
So then that pseudo proposal is refactor the test suite to support did key as the only mandatory did format for the test key, and we stay silent on the mocking and other potential things that we could do here and or in the did resolution work.
Yeah, I'd prefer that.
Justin, thoughts, concerns?
I don't think that that's strong enough, but I mean, you know, we need something. I liked the first proposal better, but I'm not going to block either of these. I don't think the second one goes far enough.
Okay, anyone in the group? I have an opinion on which one they'd rather see run. Actually, we could run both of them, I guess. Go ahead, Ori.
So I agree with Justin. It doesn't feel like it is as much of a commitment to developing a strong test suite. That I totally agree with. The question is, if we make it so that it is a commitment to improving the current test suite, do folks understand like how much engineering work that is, and are we getting commitments from folks that are going to be like, are we committed to refactoring the test suite so that you can mock did resolution for an arbitrary implementation and still pass the tests? Because that's, I think, hidden in the stronger version of it is that requirement, but maybe I'm misinterpreting that. Like maybe Justin, you can see a way of doing this that wouldn't require third-party HTTP services that are registering conformance to also support a mocking interface that was explicit.
Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, as part of the test harness definitions, you say these are the things that I am going to send you as part of the interoperable tests. And then you do whatever you want to spit back the right answers to those, to handle those. And so if the test suite defines everything with did keys, and the test suite can just do that, then that's fine. Added to that, I think it would be very useful for the test suite to allow for testing of values that are, you know, that this is what this API is about. That are for other methods. And again, whatever you do with those input values is up to you. And, so it's all about drawing the line of what you're testing. Like you don't care what happens on the other side of the box, as long as you're getting the right answers. This is the same arguments that I made in the DID working group that many of you were part of those discussions as well. The test harness defines its inputs and outputs explicitly, and some of those are going to be configurable. So I think that the first proposal is fine. I think we should run it because you're effectively saying anything that goes on the other line of this this HTTP call, you know, I don't care what happens, but this is what I'm going to give you.
Got it. Thanks, Justin. Ted has another reworking there. Let's just run both proposals and see where people are. Remember, people can vote in floating point values, and you can plus 0.5 one of them and plus one the next one. Ted, what change did you make? I'm happy to run your proposal. I don't know what you changed.
It was mostly language massage on the first one that you put up. My connection dropped a couple of times, so I don't know what I've missed.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll just run yours. I think it's close. Are you okay with changing can to could be mocked? I guess they're the same, isn't it? We'll just go with yours. Here's the first proposal. This one's the stronger one. That could potentially result in more work, as Ori highlighted. There's the proposal. Feel free to floating point and whatever you want. And I'm not going to resolve either one until we get both things in. This is going to be painful to figure out if. If someone wants to do the math while all this is going on, I would be very appreciative of that. Okay. The other, let me go ahead and find the other proposal. All right. Any other votes coming in? All right. If not. Let's go ahead and run the other proposal. The other proposal I'm putting in right now is effectively refactor the test suite to support DIDKey as the only mandatory DID format for the test suite.
I'm thinking maybe these should have been split more. I mean, the second one being a complete part of the first one, and the second one being less work and pretty much everybody going plus one.
I'm struggling to understand what we would do. What do you want us to do differently?
So the first proposal would be just refactor up to mock.
I see. Okay, so we have a choice. We have 8 minutes left. We can try to resolve this, or we can move on. I think Ted has a good proposal, and it would result in probably a clearer result. What do people want to do? Put it in IRC. You want to, so option one is, let's keep going on this till the top of the hour. Option two is let's switch over and start talking about authorization in the last 8 minutes. Go ahead, Ori.
Can we please just do authorization? That's going to be way more exciting and fun.
Yes, we can do that if there are no other objections to it.
Those are both supposed to be actions, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll come back to this, Ted. I think the way that you're proposing will just lead to a good solid conclusion. So we'll pick it up in the next call.
No worries.
All right. Next up is authorization proposals. This is going to be fast and furious. Primarily because we've had a lot of conversation on the mailing list. There have been proposals that have been put forward and argued for. We're not going to review them now. We're not going to reword them. We're just going to put them in front of the group and see how things go. I'm going to pick them up in the order that they were made. I'm going to pick them up in the order that they were sent out to the mailing list. So the first one is, the CCG, the VCHP API Task Force and the GNAP Working Group agreed to joint IPR protected development of the GNAP specification. And we'll go from there. Let me go ahead and put the link to all these there, right? Okay, I'm going to go down unless there are any objections to doing this. All right, we're looking for plus one, minus one, plus zeros, or anything in between. First proposal up is that this group and the GNAP working group are going to agree to join IPR and then work on the specification together. Yes, also agree with Justin. All right. Clearly that is not going to pass. Too many objections already. All right. Next proposal up is that we're going to normatively recommend using GNAP in the VC-HTTP API specification. So plus one, minus one, plus zero that. Okay, we've got enough minus ones there. That's not gonna pass. The next one is we do not mention GNAP at all in the specification. Yeah, this is not even non-normatively. It's we're just totally silent about it. Yeah, that's a that's a typo, Charles. That one doesn't really look like it's going anywhere. But it's, people are a bit more on the fence about that. The next one is we informally suggest not using GNAP. Okay, that's got enough objections there. Moving on. The next one is that we're going to normatively forbid using GNAP. Enough minus ones there. Okay, all right. So, Ori, those are all your proposals, I believe. We're going to move on to Adrian's net. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Ori.
Yeah, so I want to clarify, like, the reason I'm saying plus one for now is that I don't believe we should normatively recommend something for use that is not finished being worked on. And so I would specifically advise people, if I were giving security advice, not to use unfinished work. And I'm not sure. I think this gets to the point of, like, what is the spec and when is it ready to be used? So if this spec isn't going to be finished for 2 or 5 years, then these votes that I've given don't make any sense. But if we're saying we want to turn this spec around and provide an enterprise-grade HTTP API and a set of concrete proposals for securing it in 6 months, then, yeah, like, I really think we should be careful not to encourage the use of additional community drafts. And so I do feel fairly strongly on this point, but it is unclear to me whether we're talking about forever here, or are we talking about in the current version of the draft, or before it becomes a formal W3C work item. So my votes, like, they don't really scale appropriately depending on time, and I just want to acknowledge that.
Plus one. Thanks, Ori. Noting time, and we're more or less out of it. Justin, you have the final word, and then we'll close out the call.
Thanks. I just wanted to clarify that the GNAP specification is not a community draft. It is not an individual draft. It is a work item of an official working group in the IETF. It is a standards track document. It is moving forward. And no, it's not finished, but it carries much more normative weight than a lot of things that I've seen referenced by other CCG specifications. So, yeah, I think that that's an unfair classification of the work. And I don't think that that's something to base a decision on.
Great. Thanks, Justin. And as we saw today, we didn't make any decisions on this. There's too much controversy around those proposals. But we did make some decisions on pull requests and issues and made some forward progress. So hooray for that. We will pick up the proposals that are remaining on the next call. We will revisit Ted's suggestion on how to deal with the DID key, you know, refactoring issue, and then any other topics that come up between now and next Tuesday. Thank you, everyone, for the call. Thank you very much to Kevin for scribing. That's the call for today. Thanks all. Bye.